This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Tuesday, January 7th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., there's going to be a blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. You can call Jenny Young at 715-744-3267 to make an appointment. Once again, that is 715-744-3267 for the blood drive happening at 598 2nd Avenue North here in Park Falls, Tuesday, January 7th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Believe it or not, the deadline to file to run for office in the next election is coming up soon. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Are you interested in running for school board or any local nonpartisan office this spring? Now is the time to get your paperwork in. Dan Rossmiller of the Wisconsin Association of School Boards explains what you'll need to file before January 7th.
In order to get on the ballot, candidates have to file what's called a declaration of candidacy. They'll have to provide their name and address and swear that they're a candidate for office, and at the time that they complete that document, they're going to meet the applicable age, citizenship, residency, and voting qualifications and requirements. They'll also have to file a campaign finance registration statement. In some school districts, nomination papers are required. Those have to be circulated and filed with the other papers, and that deadline is the first Tuesday in January, which in 2025 falls on January 7th.
If you don't file paperwork in time, you could still register as a write-in up until noon the Friday before the spring election on April 1st. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Minocqua Public Library, they invite you out to join them for a family fun day New Year's Eve party. You can enjoy Minute to Win It games, party popper and shaker crafts, time capsule sheets, sparkling drinks, and a countdown with balloons. Once again, that's happening Saturday at 10 a.m. at 415 Menominee Street in Minocqua. Joint replacement has become more and more common to reduce pain and improve mobility, but some question if age can be a limiting factor. Here's Melissa Kay with more.
Joe Miller, DO, an orthopedic surgeon with Aspirus Health, says there is no age too young or too old for joint replacement.
It's really more of what your life expectations are and needs and your level of disease.
Dr. Miller said having a new joint can be life-changing. Reducing pain and allowing more freedom of movement could allow someone to retain their independence rather than needing constant assistance.
Deciding if somebody is appropriate for surgery has multiple different levels. Level of pain, we use x-rays to determine your level of disease and severity, but also your overall physical health and ability to go through a fairly large surgery safely.
He said one of the biggest concerns is a patient's ability to take care of themselves after surgery.
You may need a little bit of help in the first few days around your house just to prevent falls.
If you're considering the procedure to restore your quality of life by reducing pain and increasing mobility, you should start by talking with your healthcare provider.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks drop one to the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Brooklyn Nets, 111-105. Damian Lillard and Giannis both out with what's described as a non-COVID illness. Doc Rivers says the Nets' defense made the difference.
I thought the pressure got to us. I thought we didn't handle it very well. They sped us up. We broke our offense.
The Bucks travel to Chicago to play the Bulls tomorrow night. NFL, Packers holding practice for Sunday's game in Minnesota. Matt LaFleur asked about the status of defensive back Jair Alexander.
You know, it's a broken record asking me about Jair every day, but did you get to look at him today? And are his chances of playing this week better than last?
I'd say probably not.
What's standing in the way?
His knee. He's limited with his knee.
Is it just not reacting like you wanted to? Or
I don't know. I'm not a medical guy. I just go by what I see and what they tell me.
Men's college hockey, the Badgers take on Ferris State at 5 o'clock tomorrow night in the Holiday Faceoff at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Wisconsin 7-10-1 for the season so far.
We'll have our work cut out from us from that standpoint. But for us right now, it's us getting our book of business done this week and being focused for the puck drop, finding a way to get that game in our side of the ledger.
That's the Badgers head coach Mike Hastings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The film Gross Point Blank did not have a funny script, according to Minnie Driver. The New York Post reports that Driver, who played the lead role opposite John Cusack, said it was a consensus on the set that the script wasn't funny, so they took it upon themselves to improvise after clearing it with the studio. I wouldn't say the improvising made the film funny. Driver most likely did not get a Christmas card from the writer of Gross Point Blank. Paul Hogan's Crocodile Dundee co-star has passed away at the tender age of 90. Crocodile Heaven just welcomed one of its best actors in Bert the Crocodile, who played opposite Hogan in the charming 1980s comedy that made everyone think they could pull off an Australian accent. Bert the Crocodile died at Crocosaurus Cove, sort of like the Beverly Hills retirement home for crocodiles in Australia. Bert's acting work was commended in the Crocodile franchise, but he had trouble landing roles afterwards, probably because of either bad representation, the fact that he was never good at auditioning, or there were just not enough roles written for crocodiles. In typecasting news, actor Jared Leto will play the role of Skeletor in the new live-action film Masters of the Universe. Leto is embracing the villain role as the skeleton who is a skull-faced archenemy of He-Man. The Oscar-winning actor and star of Dallas Buyers Club has agreed to join the project alongside director Travis Knight. Cast members already in place include Alison Brie and Idris Elba. Leto embraces playing outlandish characters. MGM Amazon is the studio behind the film, which opens June 5th, 2026. There are those who don't think COVID was real. 1923 actress Danielle Vasanova is not one of them. Vasanova starred in 1923, the Yellowstone prequel, and she was one of the first people to suffer from COVID-19 long before it became widespread. The actress said she was diagnosed with strep throat, but shortly after, her organs shut down, and she died for 3 minutes. Vasanova will star opposite Michelle Pfeiffer in a new Yellowstone spinoff called Madison. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some dense fog this morning, and it's going to be cloudy, drizzly, and foggy again for a pretty good chunk of the day today. Our high right around 42. Tonight, rain likely. Could be heavy with a quarter to a half inch or more down to 34 tomorrow. Some rain mixed with light snow with a high near 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.